This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Joined right now on Hope 103.2 by Penny McNamee, superstar of Home and Away. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, guys, and thanks for that lovely over-the-top introduction.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to bring some melodrama because, you know, you're on Home and Away.
No, there's drama, drama, drama.
That's it. Hey, listen, a lot of people dream of being an actor from a young age. Did you always believe that you could make a career out of it?
No, not at all. I don't think it was an option when I was a kid. You know, like I started acting and performing in musical theatre before the days of Australian Idol or reality TV shows. So for me, it was really fun. I did all the school musicals and I was involved in like a youth group that did musicals on the weekends and things. And it wasn't until year 12 that I did this, kind of played the lead in the school musical, HMS Pinafore. But a few teachers and a couple of parents actually said something to my parents about, oh, you know, she's pretty good at this. Maybe she could pursue this as a career. And again, I didn't know anyone who was an actor. I didn't know anyone who did this professionally. So, no, it wasn't something I ever thought about, ever talked about until really year 12 when it was kind of put to me as a suggestion.
How do you carve a path into the industry when you don't have any of those initial open doors?
Yeah, look, it's really tricky. And my dad was really instrumental in it. He's a real go-getter. He's always taught me and my four other siblings to dream big and make the hard phone calls, as he says. And for me, he just said to me, look, I don't know how you're going to do this, but I'll help you. And I said, well, I know that I have to get an agent. I don't know how to get an agent. And his advice was, well, who does know? And I said, oh, I knew one girl who once worked as a vocal coach for Sydney Theatre Company. And he said, okay, well, then that's the person you call. And so I called her and I asked her, how do I get an agent? And she said, go to North Sydney Library and get a showcast book, which is a book that has a list of all the agents and all their clients, and start calling them. Wow. So it was even before Showcast or anything was online about agents. So I literally had to go to a library and look up a book.
What is a library? Oh my goodness.
I know. And I just called agents, and one took a bit of a gamble, and I think was quite impressed that an 18-year-old was kind of calling him and asking for representation. So yeah, that's how I did it. But look, it's so hard. Every person's story is so different because there's not one path into this industry.
So what, I mean, what is that initial phone call? You're an 18-year-old, you call up a casting agent, you're like, hi, I'm Penny McNamee, I've got no experience, but I did play in HMS Pinafore and got some rave reviews from my friends. Can I be an actor?
That's pretty much the conversation. Look, I honestly, the guy that took me on, he was an agent called Neil Clugston, and I owe a lot to him. He, honestly, I think he was just impressed that an 18-year-old had called him and was kind of confident enough to do that. And he didn't say, I'll take you on. All he said was, I remember him laughing a little bit and thinking it was just quite cute. And he said, look, come in and have a chat to me and I'll give you some advice if you're wanting to become an actor. And I said, oh, thanks, that would be great. And I went into his office and had a chat, and then he was like, oh, so you sing, why don't you sing me a song? And so I sung him a song. And he said, look, I'm going to send you for a couple of auditions and we'll get some feedback and see if there's, you know, an agent or a casting director who might, you know, be able to help you a bit further. And one of the auditions he sent me for was a musical in Melbourne called The Witches of Eastwick. And I booked it. And he was like, okay, I guess I'll represent you now.
And so, on that note, I mean, musicals did get to be a part of your career with Wicked as well. That's incredible that you got to do that. Has there been a favourite role for you so far?
Yeah, I think Wicked is definitely up there. That show was, it was a musical that I had known about and loved for 5 years before I got into the Australian production here. So, yeah, I'd really dreamed about being part of that production. So I'd say that's pretty high on my list of, you know, fantastic roles that I've played. I loved it.
You know, one of the funny things I always think is that you read the tabloids and they say, you know, Dr. Tori Morgan, Australia's new shining star, and you think, man, she's been in this game for a while, you know,
yeah.
And you've had to deal with, like, you just didn't appear in Home and Away. There was a whole build-up to that, and you had to deal with rejection and, you know, you got close to doing stuff. How do you process all of that and say, man, we got to stay the course and keep at this because I think it's going somewhere?
Yeah, look, it's hard. So, yes, I've been a working actor. From that first musical I got at age 19, I've now been a working actor for 15 years. And so, yes, I do laugh when people are like, oh, who's this new young thing? And I'm like, yeah, not really. But, look, rejection is a really big part of it. And I think the main lesson I've learned over the last 15 years is that your identity and your self-worth cannot be tied into getting a job. It has to be tied into so many other things. And for me, it's being a wife and being a mother and being a good auntie and a good daughter and a friend and all those things that I, you know, take on as my person and my self-worth, so that an acting job is a bonus. And it makes me happy and I love it, but my identity is not solely tied up with that. Mm. And if it was, it would be crushing. Every job you'd go for would be crushing, because a good actor, a successful actor, gets 10% of the work they go for, and that is a huge percentage. Most actors get 1% of the work they go for. So the majority of your job is to go for auditions that you don't get. That's the majority of time you spend doing your job is doing that.
Yeah, so, and people can forget that the movie industry is one where, yeah, there is a lot of unemployment, but there's also a lot of windows where you're not necessarily working because you're contractors. That's how it kind of works gig to gig. Before Home and Away, did you have a sense of anxiety around working from gig to gig, or what did it look like for you?
Look, one of the best things I ever did as an actor was get a teaching degree. So between all my acting jobs, I did a degree in primary school teaching, and it then took the financial pressure off me at all times. So I never went into an audition thinking, I need to get this job to pay my rent. I went into the audition thinking, this would be fun. I would love this job, because the next day I could just go and substitute teach. So I've been substitute teaching for about 10 years. So that was one of the best things I did, and it kept me acting, because a lot of my friends who didn't have that, I don't like to call it a backup, I like to call it an as well as, but a lot of people didn't have that, and they had to quit acting because financially they couldn't keep going through the lean times, whereas my teaching degree allowed me to keep going and to keep going for the auditions. So I always advise young actors to get something else, particularly in Australia, because there's not the work. Even the best actors that you think you see employed all the time, they have years where they won't get work. You just have forgotten about them in those years and don't realise that they're not working. Mm. And most people I know and most actors I know have something else that they do as well as acting.
Okay, so Penny, listen, you're on top of the mountain right now, Home and Away, great job. But surely, then, you know, like I think you get an industry mentor who helps you in the process. Who's the Mount Rushmore? Who are the guys that you want to meet and sit down and have a conversation with?
The people that I haven't met yet.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet and speak to Rebecca Gibney and Lisa McCune. They'd be my Australian actresses that I haven't met, but I admire them a lot because both of them have done extraordinary work in television. Lisa McCune's done extraordinary work in musical theatre as well, and they are both they're both mothers and wives and seem to balance that really well, and for me that is the epitome of what I would love my life to be, a really great balance between being in a happy marriage, having a happy family life, being a good and present mother and doing a great job in acting roles. So those two women are people I would love to sit down and have a cup of tea with. The other woman that I have always admired and loved to do that with is Georgie Parker, and now I'm working on Home and Away with her. She's been a fantastic mentor over the last year and a half, because I've got a two-year-old, and she had a two-year-old when she was filming All Saints. And so she's just got a really good handle on the juggle and some great advice and tips of how to manage it all.
Will you make the jump to American film and TV, or are you content with the Australian industry at the moment?
Look, right now I'm pretty content here. I lived in New York for 4 years, from 2010 to 2014, and worked over there in television and musical theatre for those 4 years, and I loved it, and I got some good work, nothing, you know, to write home about in terms of, I clearly wasn't winning Oscars, because you probably would have heard, but I really loved the work that I did there, and I worked on some big productions like Blue Bloods, and I got to play opposite Tom Selleck and Lucy Liu in Elementary. And so I got to be a part of that big world for a few years. And whilst I loved it, it's no different to back here. It just, it's a set, and it's the same kind of set as I walk on here. And the difference is, in Sydney, I get to be around my friends and my family in the most amazing climate with beautiful beaches. It's just a nicer life. And now that I've got kids and a home, that's a real priority for me too. So, no, right now I'm very happy being in Sydney and being settled here. That being said, if LA came calling, I wouldn't say no, and I would, you know, forge on with opportunities if they were presented. I just don't think I'm going to go back over and set myself up to try.
Just give Chris Hemsworth a call and you can star in the next Thor with him, alongside him. I think that'd work great.
Great idea. I'll give him a buzz.
That sounds good. Hey, listen, your people are listening to this and they're thinking, oh, man, I want to get into acting and I just don't know where to start. What advice would you have for aspiring actors?
Yeah, look, I didn't go to drama school, so I didn't go to NIDA or WAPA or the BCA, but it, as I said before, it was a time before reality TV shows, and I think since those reality TV shows have come on, like Australian Idol and the like, there are so many more people that want to pursue a career in this industry, and I actually think the easiest and the best way in is to go to a drama school. So there is one, at least one fantastic drama school in every state in Australia, from WAPA in Perth to the VCA in Melbourne to NIDA to QUT in Queensland. And they're great schools. They get your foot in the door. You learn your craft. They introduce you to agents. And I would say to a young person now, if that's what they're wanting to do, go and audition for the drama schools.
Awesome. Well, Penny, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
You're welcome. It's been lovely. Thank you for talking to me.
He gave you his most calm, like calm outro ever from the Hey Penny McNamee of Home and Away.
I could do the Hey, that was Penny McNamee. Thanks for joining us, 500 cc's of Penny.
There you go. It's way better finish.
That's more the Duncan we know.
Hey Penny, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, guys. See you later.